This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and happy new year 2021 to all the listeners that are out there. And I want to welcome you to the Captain's America Third Watch first year edition. That's January 1st, 2021. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Tampa group of a flagship station here in Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Let's not forget, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on this first day of the year out there, thank you so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you can also hear the radio show. If you can't get it anywhere else, you can go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com and click on the Listen Live, and boom, there it is. Now, when we're not live, the podcast is over there, and we have a loop of the program that plays over and over and over again, continues to refresh every 4 hours, plays the latest show. So there you go. Now, joining us right now on this first day of the year, 2021, we have our attorney friend from that's been working with the Republican Party, Amanda Mackey. Hello there.
Good morning, Captain.
Happy New Year. Yep, Happy New Year to you. Now, normally, and I'm going to do it again, I say the Pledge of Allegiance to get things started in this hour. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I emphasize the two words, Amanda, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got a new year, still got all the same problems, the stolen election, the massive voter fraud. We have no idea what's next. Everybody's wondering if Vice President Pence is going to shock the country and the world by deciding against the Joe Biden victory. Now, that's the number one question of the new year. But come Monday, we're going to have a big rally in Dalton, Georgia, with the president in Georgia. We don't know if Senator David Perdue is going to be there or not, because we're hearing he's going to quarantine because of somebody he came in contact with that apparently came down with coronavirus. So it's going to be interesting in Georgia. And then Tuesday's the election, right?
That's right. There's a lot riding on Georgia, and I hope that you're listeners understand that, because what happens in Georgia will set the stage for what happens on our national political scene. That is basically how important this election is, because the things that we keep hearing about that the Democrats are promoting, like defunding the police, like Medicare for all, which is really Medicare for none, packing the courts, you know, putting 15 justices on the court because they didn't get their way, and having that court packed so they do get their way finally, giving statehood to Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. These are all things that they're doing to move the goalposts because they didn't get their way with the elections. And these are all the things that are possible to happen. And
oops, you just went dead on me.
What's that?
Yeah, you're back. Okay, you went dead on me. So.
Oh, I said, and this is exactly what will happen. They will have the ability to control every lever of the federal government if we cede those two seats to the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris will be the tie-breaking vote. Every liberal policy agenda you can imagine will be well within their purview to be able to promote. Look, Joe Biden made no bones about it. He said the first thing he's going to do when he gets into office is he's going to repeal the tax law that was passed in 2017
mm-hmm.
that created opportunity zones, that stopped the penalty in Obamacare that millions of American families will now have to pay over $2,000
mm-hmm.
in penalties for not buying government-mandated, unaffordable health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
These are the types of things that will be instant for American families who are struggling through a pandemic. Your taxes will go up. And let's start with the pump. Fossil fuel industry, oil and gas. He
yeah.
has said that he'll do everything in his power to crush that industry. Well, what do you think is going to happen to us at the pump? What's going to happen to the American family who's just trying to pay their bills this
mm-hmm.
winter for their heating?
Mm-hmm.
These are the types of things that are going to be instantly within their purview to be able to do because they will have control of all of Washington. Just think mm-hmm. about how things were back in 2009 when Obama came in. He had the House and he had the Senate.
Yep.
And he just went straight for Obamacare.
Yeah, for 2 years they ran ramshot over the country.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. But you know what happened afterwards? He proceeded to lose over 800 seats
That's
in
right.
state legislatures throughout the country in his subsequent 8 years in office
mm-hmm.
because they went too far left. And I think this administration will go even farther left because that's where the progressive base of their party is these days.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. And, folks, when we come back, more with Amanda Mackey, and we're going to talk not only about what Mitch McConnell may or may not have done with the stimulus checks, but also what's going to transpire come Tuesday, January the 6th, in Washington, D.C., how this is all going to unfold. And we'll get into that. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And oh, by the way, the brand new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. The Rogue is really gone rogue. Now it starts with the quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. As a matter of fact, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Care is included in each vehicle purchased, a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your vehicle a breeze. The choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here, and there are over 800 vehicles now in stock at Moss Nissan, so they will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for at the other dealerships don't. So remember, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active duty, military, and first responders up on a pedestal too, with the Nissan stores located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do, you're going to save even more money. All right, and Amanda Mackey is here with us, and Amanda is an attorney that's been working with the Republican Party, and you and I have been talking about Mitch McConnell and the procedure and all that stuff. So how is this going to work January 6th when the joint session comes together and Vice President Mike Pence is in charge? What is it they're going to do?
Well, you are going to have a joint session of Congress. So think of when you watch the State of the Union and that entire room is filled with House and Senate members. So you're going to have that occur at 1 p.m. on January 6th. And basically, you're going to have a teller that's reading the certificates from each state, because what they're doing is they're counting the Electoral College votes. And when that teller is reading, any member can basically stand up and object to that state's vote on any grounds. So the presiding officer is not going to hear the objection, though, unless it's in writing and signed by both a member of the House and a member of the Senate. So if that joint request occurs, the joint session is going to suspend. The House is going to go its way. The Senate is going to go its way into separate sessions, and they're going to consider it. For the objection to be sustained, both chambers have to agree to it by just a simple majority vote. If they don't, the Electoral College votes, you know, resume counting. So basically what happens here is you have over, I believe, 24 members in the House who have said, we're going to stand and we're going to object. You have Matt Gaetz, Louie Gohmert, others, who have since come out to say it. But really, the person who led on this was Mo Brooks of Alabama. He's been, fighting this fight since the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the Senate, you actually have a member of the Senate who has staked his claim on this, and that is Josh Hawley, an attorney, the former attorney general of the state of Missouri, now United States Senator, clerk in the United States Supreme Court, very articulate, very well-spoken, and very much someone who believes that this is what he has to do to raise the claims, to raise the awareness, and to bring forward what he views and millions of Americans, both Democrats and Republicans, believe is an injustice to our system. And so you will have one senator. You may have more senators. Tommy Tuberville, who is the new senator-elect from the state of Alabama,
mm-hmm.
He has said that he may bring forward, raise objections. The point, though, now is you have at least one senator, and that was really what was, in question. Will we have a United States senator? We knew we'd have, at least 5, 10, now double that in the House. And so you will have these objections raised. Now, the last time this happened, the Democrats did this back in 2005. There was a congresswoman who has since passed, Representative Stephanie Tubbs Jones of Ohio, and mm-hmm. her counter in the Senate was Senator Barbara Boxer of California, if you remember her. And
yeah, I do.
Remember, Kamala Harris took her spot.
Right.
They objected to Ohio's Electoral College votes by claiming there were irregularities. The chambers debated the objection and rejected it. It was only the second time that this vote had occurred. So now people are all up in arms. I can't believe that, the Republicans want to thwart the will of the people. It's okay when the Democrats do it. But it's not okay when Republicans do it. We're on the side of justice.
Well,
and that's what people need to understand, is that that is absolutely well within the right of any member of Congress mm-hmm. to stand up and object to these votes.
Well, here's what I'm hearing right now. CNN came out and reported they believe there are 140 congressmen and women that are going to be involved in this protest, 140. Now, that's a far cry from the number that we've been hearing. Don't know if it's going to be or not, but whatever, it's going to be significant. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. When they meet to vote to decide on the challenge, the Senate needs 51 votes, correct?
Right.
And the House needs 218 votes, correct?
Simple majority. Yeah.
All right. And there are no shortcuts. Now, I haven't heard any of the numbers I just mentioned to you aren't even close to that. So I'm just sitting here saying to myself, okay, they're going to go through the procedure. Nothing's going to happen. They're going to go back. They're going to resume the counting. And we have Joe Biden as our president, Kamala Harris as our vice president, whether we like it or not.
Well, the point here is this is not an exercise in futility. This is an exercise in demonstrating, what representative government is about.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been saying all along for the last few weeks, people say, yeah, but there aren't enough votes to challenge this. And the point is that the principle of this is for people to know that there will be objections raised,
mm-hmm.
and that is exactly what these members are doing, because these members are beholden to their constituents.
Mm-hmm.
The constituents are their bosses, and if their constituents constituents are giving them an earful and saying, you will stand up for President Trump and you will object, they are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. The outcome, that's not in the hands of one member. One member can do what they have the constitutional authority to do. And they're going to exercise that right, and that's what their constituents want from them. Because in two years they're going to be looking to get reelected in the House, and you know, 6 years or less they're going to be looking to get reelected in the Senate. And the people who voted them in are going to say, "I told you, I called your office, I wrote to you, and I said you should object, and you didn't, and you lost my vote."
Okay.
And so that's why these members are doing what they're doing. So the outcome is not so much what they're doing is focusing on representing their constituents.
Okay. Now, we got about a minute and a half left here, and I want to make some good time out of this. We've been hearing from the blue states in particular, Governors Cuomo, Newsom, and some other governors, that, well, the administration's falling down. We've only gotten 2 million doses of the vaccine, and we can't this and we can't that, blah, 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 blah. Well, you're not hearing it from the red states, but you are hearing it from the blue states, and it seems everything that can go wrong, that will go wrong, is going wrong in a blue state.
Well, let's start from the, you know, let's look at New York. New York, I think, is a perfect example of hypocrisy. California is also a perfect example of hypocrisy in their leadership. You have Governor Cuomo, who is going to allow over 6,000 people into a football stadium when he won't allow Max Pub in New York City to be able to operate. Mm-hmm. Restaurants are getting crushed. These are people who can't pay their rent, can't pay their employees salaries because the restaurants have been shut down. They're only allowing them to do, you know, pick up and, you know, sit outside and whatnot in the dead of the winter. But they're allowing 6,000 people into the Buffalo Bill Stadium. And Governor Cuomo plans to be one of those people.
Yep.
This is what people hate about politicians is the hypocrisy. Don't do as I say, don't do as I do. You know, and that is what people dislike. You have Gavin Newsom, the sixth time he's being recalled, the sixth time. And now he actually is scared. He's back on his heels. Why? He is allowing his four kids to go to private school, but the rest of the 6 million kids in California aren't allowed to go to school right now because he has them shut down.
Let me stop you because I've got to take a break. Can you stick around for a little few more minutes?
Sure.
All right, you hang on. All right, folks, what I'm going to do is Amanda Mackey and I are going to be back right after the bottom of the hour break because there's so much information that's out there that we're trying to get to you so you can understand that we aren't the problem. We know we're not the problem. It's the other side of the aisle that can't seem to get. That's like the gang that couldn't shoot straight. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Times Square in New York City was missing its crowds New Year's Eve. It was off limits to all but a limited group of socially distanced in-person honorees, plus some celebrity acts. Nonetheless, celebrations erupted across the globe with an opportunity to celebrate the start of 2021. As we set into the new year, it's important to keep your goals in focus. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Jerry Weiss-Corvalley of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by one poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And you know, this part of the program, I'm talking to an attorney by the name of Amanda Mackey, is being brought to you by two attorneys, the Farrah and Farrah Group. Now, they've got offices in Florida and Georgia, and here's more about them.
The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com.
Now, don't forget, they also have a 24-7 telephone number. It is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. And Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, FarrahAndFarrah.com. Give them a call. Tell them the captain sent you. By the way, this is Amanda Mackey. She's also an attorney. Now, you have been doing some things for the Republican Party, and you've been working in states like Wisconsin, correct?
That's right. I was in Wisconsin back in November.
Yep.
Basically, you know, trying to get through these ballots. And, you know, a lot of people have asked me, well, what was the point of spending $3 million by the Trump campaign to go through these ballots when it didn't make a difference? Well, it didn't make a difference because the courts looked the other way,
right,
in Wisconsin at their very own state laws. So if you're going to allow your own state laws to be broken, what is the point of having laws on the books? What is the point of people, you know, thinking that they can just vote any which way, do anything in the process, even if it is in violation of state law? if there's no teeth on those laws, if there's no repercussions for breaking those laws. And that's what needs to change in these states. That's where people are going to continue to commit voter fraud, and courts are going to look the other way, just like they did in the state of Pennsylvania. The law in the state of Pennsylvania is ballots have to be counted by election day at 8 o'clock p.m., period. What did the courts do? The court said, well, well, COVID, we're going to change the laws. Well, the court does not have the authority to change the laws. Yes, they did.
Okay.
And they allowed it to be counted until Friday.
All right. We have a question from a caller on the line right now. I believe this is Mel in Saratoga Springs, New York. Okay, Mel, how you doing? Happy New Year. And what's your question for Amanda?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Happy New Year to you and Amanda. My question is, with exercise, I wouldn't say it's an exercise in futility, but it, like Amanda did say, it's a process that has to be carried out for the representatives' constituents.
Mm-hmm.
But with what the Democrat Party is going to do in regards to Obamacare, raising taxes, fuel, energy costs going through the roof.
Yeah, we know.
You know, this is more or less a punishment that they're going to inflict against the American public. I think what they're asking for is a civil, not only just civil unrest, but I think a civil war.
Possible.
And what this president ought to do with those Democrat criminals, I think he ought to revoke their
all right, but what's the question, Mel? What's the question?
The question is that, what do we have to look at? I mean,
okay.
What else is there to look at?
All right. Thank you very much, Mel. Happy New Year. Amanda, you heard what he said. There's a lot of people that feel that way, that we could be headed towards a civil war. But let me also point this out to Mel and to the other people tuning in. We still have a number of lawsuits in the pipeline that are coming through the pipeline that we have no idea what's going to happen. Is that not correct?
We do. The president has said that he, you know, him and his team have lawsuits that they're going to bring forward. Just because you're not hearing about them as much doesn't mean that that's not happening. And, you know, Wisconsin and these individual states who believe that their state Supreme Court's got it wrong are looking to bring these suits to the Supreme Court of the United States. So that's another route. But, you know, to answer your caller's question, Mel, you know, I think that what we saw in 2009 was the birth of the Tea Party movement.
And I was there.
Again, you saw what happened, as I mentioned, over 800 state legislature seats were lost.
Yep.
We went from 35 Democrat-controlled state legislatures, meaning the House and the Senate and state legislatures, to 17. It dropped by half under Obama's reign.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a direct result of bad, failed policies. And I think that this Democratic Party is going to farther tack to the left than you've ever seen. We didn't have in 2009... you know, the likes of AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and these radical, you know, leftists. And so I think...
But we had Maxine Waters.
Well, yeah. So I think what you're going to see is really that Tea Party movement on steroids. And so where that leads, we don't know, but people are up in arms. People are upset. And now on top of it, different than 2009.
I want to throw something out there right now because you've been there, you've seen it, you know what I'm about to say and what it's all about. The Tampa Bay Trump Club, 275 people showed up about 10 days ago for Roger Stone being there. Okay, we've consistently had a couple hundred people to 300 people all the time. The interest has not waned at all. Now, I was personally, when the Tea Parties came out, responsible for helping to found three different Tea Parties. One of them is still around alive and well in Manatee County, Tea Party Manatee, a very good group. They're still there. They learned how to play the political game. They actually go to the politicians' offices. They actually go to the state capitol, and they actually go every now and then to the national capitol. And they know how to play the game. It's not just by walking around the street and carrying out a bunch of flags. You've got to take it a step further. Go ahead.
Well, the Tea Party... the Tea Party movement, and what you see with, you know, Trump Club, you know, 45 Club, you know, these are grassroots movements. These are not people that are being paid to show up. These are people who truly believe, not only do they believe in President Trump, but they believe in the, what they hold true to know about the Republican Party and pushing the Republican Party's agenda over, what the Democrats are going to try and do. This is a grassroots movement that travels. They go to Washington, D.C. They go to state capitals. And thank you for that. Thank you for your efforts in that, because this is how we turn things around. As I just mentioned, what happened during Obama's 8 years in office is he lost over 800 seats in the legislature. This is how we're going to do it. And we need to have people in our legislatures, especially in states like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia. We have got to change the laws from inside out to put teeth on anything that we are going to have out there that is the law that will be broken. You break the law, you pay the consequences of this. Right now, there are no consequences to breaking the law. I mean, you can get basically nothing happen.
Yep.
No slap on the wrist even if you break election laws. Aren't election laws supposed to be sacred?
Yeah.
Isn't the vote supposed to be sacred? Why are we allowing for this?
You think nationally, you act locally, and if you want to change the system, folks, when it comes to the voting, it is at the state level. So you got to put people in at the state level that can get the job done. You vet them, you vote those people in, and by God, if they don't do the job, vote them out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly the way it should be. But, you know, one thing that we don't have is our election laws don't have teeth.
That's
and
right.
So what difference does it make if you commit voter fraud or you don't?
And here's the other thing. Who qualifies the candidate that's running in the election? Who says they're okay to run and we give them our blessing? It's the political party.
Yes.
That's a little bit backwards, but that's the way it is. That's how we got Barack Obama, by the way. Well, he's okay to go.
Well, we've got to look. There's what we don't need happening is the Democrats that are potentially, you know, again, this is going back to how important the Georgia Senate races are. You know, they will control every lever of government.
Okay.
You don't think they're going to ram through a massive voter package that's going to allow for mail-in.
Here comes the music. I got to let you go. Thank you very much for sticking around an extra segment. You've answered a lot of questions and given a lot of great insight to the people that listen today. And I look forward to talking to you again real soon. So Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Captain. Thank you.
All right, folks.
Hey, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that was my buddy Wayne Allyn Root over there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let me tell you what he's going to do on January the 6th, which is a big rally, not only in Washington, D.C., for President Trump and whatnot, but also all around the country. And in Las Vegas, they're going to have another big car caravan. And the last time they did it, they had 30,000 people show up in front of the governor's office in Las Vegas, Nevada, and are going to do it all over again. Mark my words. All right. This portion of the program, my conversations with the Sports Zone guy, Patrick Hyland, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to set up an appointment for service is 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And here is the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you this fine day?
Well, it's the first of the year. I couldn't be any better because I haven't been around long enough to tell you what's going on, but things aren't bad to start the year off. So you tell us what's going on in the way of sports. By the way, I will say this. The poor Florida Gators did not show up to play the other night and got whooped.
Well, they had a bunch of their guys sit out the game, Captain, and a happy new year to everyone. And they'll come back stronger and better next year, I believe. We'll see how that program transpires. But I think they're on the road to getting back to their dominance of the SEC in college football right there with Alabama. Speaking of Alabama, they will be playing Notre Dame at 4 o'clock today in the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl in California. And the winner of that will move on to the championship game. And then we'll see what happens on who the Notre Dame-Alabama winner is, because Ohio State will be Clemson at 8 o'clock tonight in the Sugar Bowl. So we're going to see how all that transpires. Could we have another Notre Dame and Clemson third go-around this year? I hope not, Captain. We've seen them twice. I've only seen them three times. I don't like when they do that in the NFL. I sure don't like when they do it in college football. But It is what it is. Now, to start off today, Captain, up there in Atlanta, Georgia, we have the Georgia Bulldogs taking on the Cincinnati Bearcats at 12 o'clock. So everybody will be watching that Peach Bowl and enjoying that game. And then in Orlando, we'll have the Citrus Bowl. Auburn will be taking on Northwestern at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So a lot of football on tap today for everybody to watch. And then tomorrow, Captain, there won't be any NFL football, but we will have some college bowl games. North Carolina State will be taking on Kentucky in the Gator Bowl up in Jacksonville at 12 tomorrow. And then 12:30, Tampa, Florida, the Outback Bowl, Mississippi against Indiana. So a lot of people in Tampa Bay will come out to watch that who can, and a lot of support here in the Tampa Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Fiesta Bowl tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Oregon playing Iowa State. And then the good old Orange Bowl down in Miami, Florida tomorrow. Texas A&M, who feels they should be in the Final Four, will be taking on number 13th ranked University of North Carolina at 8 o'clock. I think Texas A&M is going to try to show up and make a statement of why they should have been there. So that'll be what's going on, you know, this weekend in college football, and then we'll see.
All right, I got a question for you. Now, I don't really follow basketball anymore. I haven't since they started doing the monkeying around they were. But one thing that caught my eye is a female became the first head coach of an NBA team yesterday. Who is this woman?
Yeah. Well, you know, they made history yesterday. You know, she was the head coach there because there was some issues. And, you know, we'll see what transpires with that. You know, always the first one everybody makes to.
Well, I have no idea who she was or even what team she's coaching, because I just saw it in passing and I just kind of looked at it, you know, because I'm not really following basketball, but it.
A lot of people aren't, Captain.
Yeah.
So start looking out for the military and the personnel and respecting all lives. People don't want to. Anytime you want exclusiveness, be careful, because that can be considered divisiveness. So. People need to be very aware of that, to say the least, Captain. And I couldn't agree with you more in reference to that. I want to say it was the San Antonio Spurs, Captain, but again, I just did it in passing also.
She was wearing a black shirt. I know that. So it was, who the heck wears black uniforms?
Well, that's the Spurs. That's why I'm 90% sure I'm right. I didn't, you know.
Okay.
They would make a big deal about it, but they did mention it.
All right, baseball. A lot of things going on in baseball right now. The big trade this week was Blake Snell from the Tampa Bay Rays went over to the San Diego Padres for, I believe, three players.
He did, Coach. He really did, Captain. And what's going to happen there is the Rays got a lot of quality ball players. Now, if they can turn this into what they did with Chris Archer by getting Meadows. And some other pitching and some other players. This could turn out okay for them, like they did with David Price.
And it looks like Kevin Kiermaier may be headed away.
Yes, it looks like he might be gone also. Mm-hmm. You know, now he's a face of the franchise, and he's a gamer, he's a great leader. But, you know, he's only batting in the 200s, Captain. And you start in center fielder, he's going to be your superstar. You need to bat a little bit better than that. You need to be in the high 200s.
Yeah.
And a little too many strikeouts and not enough keeping the ball in play. But great guy.
Okay.
All
right, hang on a minute. We've had a caller that's been sitting here. I want to see what the question is. I hope it's a sports related question. Mike in Clearwater, I hope you have a sports related question.
I do, actually. For the gentleman, Happy New Year, by the way. I was starting to get into early last year the XFL. You know, Vince McMahon and his group put all that money into the new league, and then unfortunately COVID hit. Well, what terrible timing. I feel bad. Have you heard anything about whether they're going to try to revive the XFL and get that going again, or is there any word? Because once it stopped, we didn't hear from it anymore.
All right. Thank you.
Just wondering.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, by the way, I heard Johnny Manziel's coming. Johnny Manziel's coming back in something called the Citizen Football League.
Yeah, they're talking about that. To answer Mike's question of the XFL, I could see in a couple of years them trying to do it again. If COVID didn't happen, I think it could have worked out. People do like watching football year-round.
Okay.
So, and speaking of that, a lot of things going on in the NFL this weekend as far as the playoff picture's concerned on how the season's going to go. So a lot of games out here for people
to run, so I'll talk to you
on
Monday.
Take care, Captain. God bless. Happy New Year. Yep. I'll be at Tarpon Woods in a charity golf tournament today.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, that's Patrick Hyland, and Patrick Hyland is going to be playing up at Craig Gross's course up there, the Tarpon Woods golf course. All right, here's more about what he does.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Now, you know, today is the 1st of January, 2021. Got to get used to writing those new dates on your checks or your bills or whatever it is that you, you know, when you, if you're in business and you write out a bill to somebody, it's 2021 now, not 2020. So you got to remember that. And a lot of things are going to be transpiring over the next couple of 3 days here. First of all, we've got a big old winter storm moving across the United States. You folks in Georgia were warned that the weather could change there. Well, guess what? It's about 2 days away from you, maybe 3 days. You could be getting rain, you could be getting sleet, you could be getting freezing rain in the northern part of Georgia, you could be getting snow, and you could be getting quite a bit of it. Just all depends. And in the meantime, down below the storm is a severe weather system, which is up in the panhandle of Florida right now. It's across the eastern part of Louisiana, all of Alabama, on Mississippi, and over into the panhandle just east of Pensacola, where you've got some weather that could fire up at any time. And that weather could also make its way up into Georgia as this system moves across and upward. So please be advised and be careful. But for you folks out on the highways, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, northern Jersey, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, all the way across the Midwest, snow, plenty of it, winter storm warning, goodness sakes, here we go. That's the way to start the new year off. All right, I'll be back tonight with a weekend show. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. Happy New Year, everybody. See you tonight.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.